we're in Simen Shin Chav Vav, we're up to Siftes, and we'll be doing Tes in Yud. Siftes Mutter Lirchot Ponov Yodav Varaglo Bidvarim She'ena Masirim Sar Mu'uravim in Dvarim HaMasirim. There are different, there were different things that people used to wash themselves with that were abrasive and actually caused hair to fall out. They are a psik resha to the malacha of gozes, and it's usur to use them on Shabbos. If you're mixing them with other agents that do not cause hair to come out, it is no longer a psik resha. It's an eno miskavin without a psik resha, and it is mutter. That's what the mechaber is saying. The majority shouldn't be something that removes hair, because if it does, then it's a psik resha to gozes. The Mishnah Berurah says that you are even allowed to wash your beard on Shabbos, as long as you're careful not to squeeze it out. Now, the inyan of not squeezing out the beard is in itself not so pashit. If the water that comes out goes into the towel, there are many poskim that are matir, and their explanations as follows. There are two isurim of schita. There's an isur of schita as malabin, a form of cleansing. You are squeezing out that which you don't want. The other isur is dash. Mefarik told it the dash. You are breaking something down to its components. The difference between the two is that in malabin you're getting rid of something unwanted, whereas in dash and mefarik, what you're doing is extracting something that you do want. With regard to malabin, the haskama of Rov Poskim is that there's no malach of malabin when you're dealing with a human being. Malabin is only in different substances. There's no malabin in a human, which is why we are allowed to cleanse our hands on Shabbos, as filthy as they may be. The yisr then would be mefarik. Now, mefarik means I'm breaking this wet beard down into beard and water. That's only usr, they say, if you end up separating the two and you have beard and water. What if you do it by way of a towel? So now, instead of beard, what do I have? I still have beard and I had a towel there. The water does not stand on its own. It gets absorbed into the towel. Therefore, they are matur using a towel. What perhaps would be usur is simply to go and shake the water out of your beard. Even there are makilim, because schita b'seir is actually a derabanan, because it's not absorbed into the hair, it is just suspended on the hair. And your kavana here is not to use the water that you're taking out, that you're extracting. It's holach li'ibud, which in a derabanan one could really be makel for. So there are those who say that you even can shake out your beard, but certainly drying it by dabbing a towel over it is going to be mutter. Sif Yud, Mutter Lirchatz Yadav B'Mursin. You are allowed to use coarse bran for washing your hands. The reason is because it doesn't remove hair. Says the Ramah, Hagod the Gibul Kalachar Yad Shari. The Ramah is bothered by a problem. When you mix Mursin, when you mix bran with water, why is this not the Malacha of Lisha you're kneading? So his answer is that you take the bran dry, put it on your wet hands, that is a Lisha Kalachar Yad. Even according to those who say that the Isser and Lisha is simply adding the ingredients, the solid and the liquid, are being mixed, kalachar yad, in an abnormal fashion. And that he holds as mutter. Which means that you cannot mix the bran with water before you put it on. Says the Ramah now, V'osr lirchots yodo b'melach. You're not allowed to wash your hands with salt, because when you rub your hands, the salt melts. V'kolshkin b'borish akar in zeifalash nashkenaz, certainly soap. Or if you're dealing with chaylev, with fat, that ends up melting, they have a nolad. This is like risuk sheleg. This is like dissolving snow, which we said was aser. And Mishnah Berurah brings down that there are those who are matir, because they say that the isser there is really the isser in risuk sheleg barod is a gzera, because they're things that people would want to drink. Whereas, if what you're talking about is melting soap, nobody would want whatever you're squeezing out of them. Therefore, it would be mutter. But lemaisa, the poskim say that our solid soap is usr because of mamachik. You're smoothing it down. Now, there's a very important sharat si in here. Bir alachi here. The gra says that you're never allowed to use chaylev for soap. According to the gra, soap that is treif is usr for use because midrabonan we say sicha kishtia. We say that anything that you rub on your skin is as if you've eaten it. So that not only Yisuri Hana, but even Yisuri Achila, according to the Gra, are not to be used to place on yourself, to put on your skin. According to him, all soap has to be kosher. The Mishnah Berurah's maskana is there that if you have the opportunity of getting kosher soap, you're better off using that than soap that you know is really treif.